Next, we have special news. You may have seen reports last week of a rocket exploding at Cape Canaveral. Here is how ABC News in Melbourne reported the event. And see how many errors you can hear in this report.
There's been a spectacular explosion at the Cape Canaveral launch pad in Florida. An unmanned rocket operated by the aerospace company SpaceX blew up moments before blastoff. The explosion also destroyed a satellite that Facebook was preparing to launch to improve internet access across sub-Saharan Africa.
This is the moment the SpaceX rocket exploded in an almighty fireball as it was being prepared for a test launch. Huge flames engulfed the launch pad at Cape Canaveral. The spectacular blast shook buildings for miles around. There were no reports of injury, but the satellite being prepared for launch was also destroyed. $300 million of technology lost in a fiery instant. The company's CEO, Elon Musk, has tweeted the explosion happened while the rocket was being fueled, but the cause is unknown. Though one Australian expert has his own theory.
There was probably a leak in the connection between the fuel lines that were pumping fuel into the rocket and the rocket itself. So you had a cloud of oxygen vapour. You also had a cloud of kerosene vapour all around the rocket.
For minutes afterwards, black smoke billowed from the scene. Spectators watched from miles away as secondary explosions shook the site. The satellite was to be launched for Facebook to improve internet access in Africa. Its CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, is in Africa this week.
Some places there isn't good cell phone signal, so we're launching satellites into space to beam down internet.
The catastrophe is a huge setback for the private space industry. Only last year, SpaceX lost another rocket which exploded soon after launch. But its ambitious plans to send astronauts into space and even a mission to Mars aren't being shelved, just delayed. Anne Barker, ABC News.
Well, let's track back through that report.
An unmanned rocket operated by the aerospace company SpaceX blew up moments before blastoff.
Blew up moments before blastoff? Well, the explosion was on September the 1st. And blastoff was scheduled for September the 3rd. Hardly moments before.
The explosion also destroyed a satellite that Facebook was preparing to launch to improve internet access across sub-Saharan Africa.
Satellite that Facebook was preparing to launch? Uh-oh. SpaceX was going to launch Amos 6. The client was Spacecom. And Facebook was going to lease communications on Amos 6 from Spacecom. The satellite is not a Facebook craft.
As it was being prepared for a test launch.
As it was being prepared for a test launch? No, 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 no. It was being prepared for a static engine test firing, not a launch. Additionally, the Falcon 9 is now considered to be operational, not a test rocket.
Anne Barker, ABC News.
Oh, poor Anne. She made it into the space show for the wrong reasons. And now she resides in our Hall of Infamy. So, what was the real story? Well, Falcon 9 is a rocket vehicle owned by SpaceX. The satellite, which was to have been launched, was called Amos 6. It was built by the Israeli Aerospace Industries and owned by a company called Spacecom, which is another Israeli company. One of the users was to have been Facebook. The Falcon 9 rocket was sitting at launch Complex 40 at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. The explosion originated around the upper stage liquid oxygen tank. Now, there are 3,000 channels of telemetry to review in identifying the cause, so we don't know exactly what caused the explosion yet. The explosion occurred on September the 1st at 9:07 a.m. United States Eastern Daylight Time. The rocket was being fueled for a standard pre-launch static fire test. During this test, the rocket was to be held down on the pad while the engines fire up for a few seconds. This test was scheduled for 9:15 a.m. The launch window for the Falcon 9 launch with the Amos 6 satellite was scheduled to open on Saturday, September the 3rd at 3 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So you see, the explosion did not happen just before launch. The loss of Amos 6 will put pressure on the Israeli space industry, which is already struggling despite government subsidies. Now, Amos 6 was a 5.5-ton communication satellite that was to have been placed into geostationary orbit. Now, Amos is an acronym for Affordable Modular Optimized Satellite. The two customers for capacity on Amos 6 were Eutelsat and Facebook. Eutelsat operates a fleet of satellites serving primarily Europe. Amos 6 was to have been stationed at 4 degrees west longitude over the equator, where Ku and Ka band transponders could provide spot beam coverage to Israel, the United Kingdom, parts of Central Europe, West Africa around the Gulf of Guinea, South Africa, Kenya, Uganda, and Ethiopia. Now, you may have heard or seen about this explosion, and the video and audio was provided by United States Launch Report, which is a veterans organization, and here is what they recorded. Also inducted into the Space Show Hall of Infamy are all of those who say the Falcon 9 was destroyed by aliens, or by a UFO, or anti-Israeli elements, or even the traditional rocketeers who don't like the upstart Elon Musk and his SpaceX company.
Third phase.
Did a UFO just blow up the SpaceX rocket before your eyes? We're looking at it right now. Welcome back, everybody, from around the world. This is Blake Cousins, along with my brother, Brent Cousins. We're going to be going over this incredible footage and much more submitted from around the world. Everybody wanted to say this morning when I woke up, take a look at this incredible video. There is a UFO that just caused an explosion over the Kennedy Space Station. And what are we looking at right now? Well, we see some kind of anomaly. Brent, what do you make of this?
Blake, what we have here is an anomaly that just flies by as a rocket explodes. This is tremendous footage that we're looking at here. People really have a good eye out there. What are we looking at? Could it be a bird? That's an obvious choice. It is still a UFO in my book. It moved by at tremendous speeds. Could this be a sabotage to Elon Musk? Space exploration.
Well, there was a Facebook satellite on board that is totally unrecoverable. This thing is
in little pieces right now, but what just hovered over the craft? I don't see any connection, any kind of contact right here with the rocket. So I'm going to have to rule out that this is some kind of a UFO. Brent said it could have been some kind of sabotage. I'm ruling that one out too. It almost, to me, it looks like a bird. So we're going to rule it as a bird in this one, in my opinion. Brent, we're looking at the video closer and we see no contact of any kind here. Well, people asked us, they needed us here at Third Phase Moon to take it into our software, get it up close, and get a good look at this. Now that I'm looking at it, like, this is a bird. It's there, right in plain sight.
Definitely. We see flapping wings. So that's what it is, guys, unfortunately.
Look, at least this commentator came to his senses at the end.